It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casino. Nothing else comes close.
The business of NHL free agency continues on this day, albeit at a slower pace than yesterday. Welcome in. It's Sabres Live, radio only for today, and then on hiatus for the rest of the week. So we'll get the good news out of the way first for the listeners there, Marty.
I'm back. That's a good news. I'm back. I tried to come back yesterday for the last segment, and then I was pulled away, whisked away. I was told to shush a couple of times during our segment together at the top of the hour when I joined the show because I was too loud and they were doing live TV on the other side. So let's just say that's the good news. I'm back. I'm enjoying myself.
Well, again, you missed the story. The good news is we're off the rest of the week, so that's a reprieve for the listeners. Free agency continues, and yesterday was yesterday, today is today. And we'll start with James Reimer and his signing of 1 year on a one-way deal with the Sabres and what that means. Specifically, in your opinion, from the crease perspective, for Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen and for Devon Levi.
Okay, well, James Reimer is a NHL goaltender who is now kind of bordering the, am I a number two or am I more fitted as a number three in an organization and can be called back? Like Martin Jones last year with the Toronto Maple Leafs, right? Okay. So the Leafs had Ilya Samsonov, Matt Murray, and they signed Martin Jones to say, you know what? He had a really good year the year before with Seattle, but are you now in the top two comfortably, or are you more of a three and borderline, and we'll see what happens if we need a third goaltender? I think James Reimer fits in more of the latter situation. They sign him at a one-year, $1 million contract, which means that if he's clearing waivers and sent down to Rochester, he's not costing anything on the cap, right? Like anything over 1.25.
It's costing you $1 million in the minors.
Yes, I get that. But that's what most teams are doing now when it comes to a number three, right? Especially if you don't have a, you know, Shesterkin or Vasilevsky or Saros or anybody like that. And you're like, hey, at some point we may need an added insurance. That's what James Reimer is. He's an added insurance. I think if everything works well this season, Luukkonen and Levi are your two goaltenders. If there is an injury or some performances that are not going the right way or development that's not going the right way, then you're saying, okay, there's James Reimer that can come in. He can play you 15, 20 games if you want to and be an NHL goaltender at that point. But he's costing you $1 million insurance policy, kind of. But I think that's normal of a lot of other organizations around the National Hockey League right now, especially at that $850 to $1 million. Like Eric Comrie signed with Winnipeg at $825, $850 or whatnot. He's their number three.
2 years.
2 years.
Sports Radio 550 WGR Buffalo and WKSE HD2 Niagara Falls Buffalo, 98.5 FM.
$825 for Eric Comrie. He's going to cost you $1 million for James Reimer.
But I wasn't really caring about the money. I was asking what it means for Luukkonen and Levi, because many people are going to view this as a very daunting challenge for Levi to win this outright, given that James Reimer hasn't played a game in the AHL since 2011.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Are you there? Well, I think we lost Marty, so we're off to a flying start here on Sabres Live. But I will say this, the Sabres schedule has come out, and as you know, they were starting in Prague on the 4th and the 5th of October. We told you yesterday the home opener is going to be on the 10th of October against the LA Kings. The very next home game will be Saturday night on the 12th of October. I was told yesterday that the October game was against the Kings was a Friday. I apologize. It was a Thursday. And Saturday, it is against the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. So big start for Buffalo against the Devils twice overseas and then coming home to face the Kings and the Panthers before a road trip gets them out to Pittsburgh, Columbus, and Chicago. We'll see if Marty's come back now. Marty, are you there? He's still not there. Well, obviously, Marty's relocated or taken the Canadian Wi-Fi with him from his travels yesterday. So we'll get to that in a minute. But we do have, let me just double check here on the schedule. And you can find this all, obviously, on the Sabres social channels and on Sabres.com. Just seeing that beyond that visit from the Panthers on October the 12th, Thanksgiving week, am I led to believe we have a home game on the Wednesday night now? Is that right? Before Thanksgiving? November 27th against Minnesota. That will be welcomed back as far as families are concerned. It's always a terrific night of the year. And then Black Friday afternoon game, 3 p.m. with the Canucks in town. So a couple of the early highlights there on the schedule. And then obviously, let's wait for Marty to get back here. When you're looking at the signing today of James Reimer, we knew that the organization was going to have to add to its goaltending depth based on, the expiring contracts in Rochester, the evolution of Devin Levi, the impending contract of Ukko Pekka-Luukkonen, but how are they going to fill that three spot behind Levi specifically because he has less experience than Luukkonen, but also how was that going to mesh with Rochester? Yesterday they signed Felix Sandstrom, who had been in the Flyers organization, and today it's James Reimer. So, Marty, again, the question is, we can leave Luukkonen out of it for a minute, meaning
yes,
the expectation is he'll get his deal and he'll enter the season, presumably as the number one. But my immediate reaction when seeing this today with James Reimer, not that it's not the right decision, because obviously you wanted to have someone with tremendous experience. And I think Reimer ended up playing more and better than many would have expected last year in Detroit. His save percentage was over 900. He played 25 games and it was, it ended up being kind of his show with Alex Lyon since Ville Husso was never able to quite recapture the form that had netted him that deal in Detroit to begin with. So, but from the Levi standpoint, there've been a lot of people responding to the show on a regular basis about what's best for Levi and should he spend more time in Rochester. And so again, from your position, having played this, like, what do you think is going through Devin Levi's mind and not having the benefit of knowing what James Reimer and Kevin Adams negotiated here, but what do you think is going through James Reimer's mind? Does he think he's spending a second in Rochester this year?
Well, first of all, sorry for the misconnection here, but I think I'm back. As Weeksy always says, you're back, baby, you're back. So I think I'm good now. Number two, I would think that this is a very I don't want to call it important question, but it's very relevant because We all know that Devon Levi has a lot to learn still, both on and off the ice. And he did really well in Rochester last year. But having him follow up on last year's season in Rochester with another really, really strong performance in Rochester this year would not be a step backwards for Devon Levi. It would actually be another step in his development, a step forward. He's hoping that step forward is in Buffalo. Levi's hoping that step forward is, hey, I want to battle with Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. I want to be able to have that NHL season under his belt. And so I would think that the Sabres are playing this in two ways. Number one, who knows what the negotiation with Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen are going to be like. Like, you can't go into training camp next year and Luukkonen is still unsigned and it's Levi and nobody else. So they added themselves some insurance with James Reimer, knowing that, well, if Luukkonen isn't signed, we're not put in a corner here of not knowing where do we go from now. And you don't want to come off the blocks in a bad way. You don't want to start the season, 2-8-2 in the first 10, and then all in the first 12, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, now we have no choice. We have to give Luukkonen what he wants, and we're in a bad spot here. I don't anticipate anything long negotiation with Luukkonen and the Sabres, but you never know. Two is, okay, Levi, like, show us what you can do in training camp. Show us that you've taken the step forward. We still have identified some little tweaks that you need to do to your game, some parts of, okay, it worked in college. It may have worked a little bit in the AHL, but at the NHL level, that has to be better. He has to come in and prove that. I think James Reimer is, once again, this goalie that's going to come in camp and be right there, but that everything is on the table for Levi and Luukkonen to say, you perform at your best, you're going to be there. But for any one of them, and I don't anticipate it being Luukkonen, but, if Luukkonen has a little bit of a step back, it's Levi that jumps in there and that hopefully, shows what he can do. Maybe it's Reimer, but I think then it puts him in a little bit more of a competition at camp, especially when it comes to Levi and Reimer.
So from Reimer's standpoint, though, do you believe he thinks he's going to be with the Sabres the whole year?
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't want, and I don't anticipate, and I don't expect the Sabres to carry three goalies at the start of the season, because if they do, then they're walking right back into the situation they put themselves in last year with Luukkonen and Comrie and Levi, and it was a bad situation. And it didn't get resolved until way later in the season, and we all saw what happened in, the issues with the rosters and having to not be able to make the right moves or have the right players that they wanted to. So, no, if Luukkonen is in your group and he's your number one, and if Levi wins the spot, then Reimer starts the season in Rochester. And I don't know. You just said it, and that's absolutely true. We don't know what the conversation between Kevin Adams and James Reimer have been like. But I'm not going to sit here and say that Reimer is Buffalo at the start of the season, either by having won the backup job to Luukkonen or being here as a third goalie. No, I think if Reimer's the better of him and Levi at camp and the Sabres feel like Levi needs to start in Rochester, that's fine. But you're not keeping three goalies right now. That's definitely not the option moving forward.
Well, you outlined what could be the positives for Levi or what could be something that he could build off of if he spent time in Rochester. And I get it. We do this with every player. Levi kind of made it clear. Now, maybe it was a, for lack of a better term, a self-defense mechanism. By basically saying at the end of last year in Rochester that was the end of his time in Rochester, right?
Yeah.
So I guess, again, as I keep prodding on this, like, how do you think Levi would handle it if he had to start in Rochester, if he lost the competition to Reimer?
Well, I look at it wasn't my second pro year. It was my third pro year, Duffer, but I've told that story many times. I had played well in camp. I thought I had earned my spot in Buffalo. The Sabres decided to go with Hasek and Dwayne Roloson. And when Darcy Regier called me into this little tiny office at the Northtown Center, and the coaching staff was there, and they said, "Marty, you're going to Rochester," I just about lost my, you know what? Like, I slammed the door. I was mad. I was upset. But that's part of being a pro. That's part of maturity. You have to play the game. You have to get better every day. Would Levi get upset? Maybe. I mean, he wants to be in the NHL. 100%. Yes, you probably get upset. But if he went down to Rochester and performed, it would show me so much more out of him than if he went to Rochester and was a sour, you know, guy in the corner and not happy about it. So they're going to give him the opportunity. They're going to let him, you know, battle it out in camp. And I would assume that Levi is penciled in right now as your number two. But again, they put themselves in a position with an insurance policy of having James Reimer there, not to force anything with Levi. And if it is the right situation to have him in Buffalo, good. If it's not, then go to Rochester, play and play, play well. Do what everybody's had to do, you know, to get to the National Hockey League. The best goaltender, Brian Miller, has had to do it. The best goalies have had to do it and play a little bit more at times to be able to get there.
As of right now, Levi has played 26 regular season games in Rochester, along with 5 playoff games. Obviously, if you were, you know, with the show and the weeks leading up to free agency, you know, the one name that I had penciled in for being kind of the perfect middleman, if you will, as someone, you know, who has spent time in the AHL but still had big designs on making a bigger impact in the NHL, was Chris Driger. He re-signed with the Panthers. I say re-signed. He went back to the Panthers after his time in the Seattle organization. And that's interesting in its own right, because Spencer Knight is still waivers exempt. So even though he has a big ticket NHL contract, boy, when I saw that yesterday, it sure felt like Chris Driger is going to be the guy backing up Bobrovsky at the start of next year. What do you think?
Well, you know, it was a real, real game of musical chairs when you look at goaltenders yesterday, because these backup spots were being filled really, really quickly. And I had a question mark when it came to the backup spot in Florida, and at the end of the day, I still had a backup spot when it came to the spot in San Jose, right? Because you got Vitek Vanacek that finished the season on IR, but Mackenzie Blackwood, Vitek Vanacek in San Jose, I think they probably will go that way. And Florida was really the one where, if you are a James Reimer or a Chris Driger, do you look at the Florida Panthers as a situation where you have a better chance to be in the National Hockey League and be the backup to Sergei Bobrovsky and beat Spencer Knight for that spot? Or, as you pointed out, Spencer Knight is waiver exempt, so can still go down to the American League without having to clear waivers. So that, to me, was the spot. Like, I felt like Florida was, if I was a tweener, if I was one of those that were playing the game of musical chairs, but all of a sudden saw that there was not a lot of them available, I would have looked at Florida. So I think that's a good contract for Chris Driger. And again, we don't know, but maybe James Reimer looked at that option and looked at other options. Maybe he felt like Buffalo was his best position to be in, to make it and stay in the National Hockey League. We don't know that, but I think that I compared Florida to Buffalo and others, and I thought, well, if I was a guy in that situation, I'd definitely look at the Florida Panthers for that open job as a backup goaltender, open competition for backup goaltender.
Regular season schedule is out. Check out Sabres.com, Sabres social channels for how it all breaks down for the Sabres after they start the season in Prague and then have the home opener on October 10th against LA. Do you think Reimer felt like he ran out of chairs in Detroit now that they have 4 goaltenders signed?
They have, and this is what I put on my list here, and I'm going to pull it back up.
Billy Husso, Cam Talbot, Alex Lyon, Jack Campbell.
Yes, so there's something going on with Billy Husso in Detroit that they feel like they have to have all of these goalies in the stable, right? Like, Husso got 1 year left at just over $4 million. He missed some time through injury. They didn't buy him out when the buyout window opened last week, but, you know, with arbitrations and other, you know, mechanism, there could be another buyout window in Detroit. We'll see if that happens. But now that they got themselves Jack Campbell and Cam Talbot, along with Alex Lyon, I'm thinking they could go out and buy out Villajuso and just say, hey, that's our three right there. But they do have a crowded crease in Detroit, which was very surprising. What Steve Yzerman and Detroit did is, you know, it was puzzling to me, like, what direction are they going? Last season, they did the same thing. We felt like, wow, JT Comfort, David Perron, they kept grabbing on many different, you know, strength to make it happen. I think that Steve Yzerman's doing a little bit of the same this year. But look, it almost worked for Detroit last year. So you look at the Sabres and you say, okay, where do the Sabres position themselves again in that race for a playoff spot? Detroit, Ottawa, Buffalo. I think Montreal is always right now and still going to be a little bit more on the outside. But, you know, it's still the same group of four that's trying to get up to the top four and be in the playoffs.
So as it pertains to the rest of, since you just alluded to Buffalo and positioning itself moving forward here, obviously the focus yesterday was physicality, speed, fourth line, and trying to round out the group that way. But I'll take the same approach as I did with Reimer and Levi. What does the reconstruction of the fourth line and the current makeup of the roster mean for Kulik, Savoy, Rosanne, Rusek, and any other top prospect? And any other, yeah, top prospect. Rusek obviously is in a different category, but you know what I mean. What does it mean for them? Does it mean they have a chance still of making it this year somehow, some way? Or do you feel like, having been around teammates in this position, do they naturally feel a little bit defeated that the roster looks the way it looks and that they're unlikely to push Alex Tuch out of a position? You know what I mean?
I mean, if the Sabres had gotten a player like Patrick Kane on, you know, free agency, he didn't get there. But if they had gone to Patrick Kane and you say, okay, you got that left wing, you know, spot that was Jeff Skinner's spot with Tuch and Thompson on the top line filled out, or if you had acquired Marty Natchez or Nick Ehlers or somebody, right? Like a bigger fish, then I would say, okay, there's not a lot of room for especially a Kulik or a Roseanne to say, hey, where is there a spot on that roster for you to be able to say, oh, you earned that spot in training camp. Let's see what happens for the first 10, 15 games of the season. But I think there's still that spot right now. Look, I've penciled in Jason Zucker on the left wing with Thompson and Tuch. Could that be Benson? Could that be Paterka? Could you revamp the top six a little bit, trying to make everything work? Absolutely. But I do feel that if Yuri Kulik comes into camp and everything he touches is in the net, going to the net, he looks good, he's fast, and you know, put him in those early scrimmages and you say, go with Thompson and Tuch and let's see what you got, I could see him being given that opportunity. I think it's a little tougher for Isaac Rosanne, probably a lot tougher for Lucas Rusek to say, I can fill a spot on the top 12. But let's remember last year, Tyson Jones was a $2 million player, right? Lafferty is a $2 million player. Obi Kubel is a $1.5 million player right now. Like, the Sabres didn't have a problem saying to Tyson Jones, you're the extra forward last year. Even though he's a $2 million player, you're the extra forward. We have other guys that we want to try. We have other guys that we've developed we want to put in that situation. I think that you could put Lafferty as an extra. You could put Obi Kubel as an extra if the guys that you've developed in Rochester come in and earn that spot. If they don't wow you in camp and they don't do anything to force your hand into doing so, then it's on the players themselves. There's still opportunities. Because you're not looking at, you know, like fully, you know, embedded, cemented in that position just yet. They're free agents that were brought in. Even Malenstein, he's brought in. Like, what is he going to get? $1.5 million? You know, $1 million? His contract going to be like? That's not a, oh, this guy is in. Like last year, we had Gergensen's Oposo in that position. Those guys were in. You weren't going to, you know, beat him out in that position. I think there's a little bit more wiggle room with that this year.
Well, you didn't mention Peyton Krebs, so my guess is you don't think Jiří Kulík, who's played predominantly center in Rochester, could come in and win the three center spot.
He could, but I think what I'm seeing from the moves that the Sabres have done is that they believe Peyton Krebs can fill that spot at three center, at third line center. Maybe that's more your thought if Jiří Kulík comes in, but look, I had Peyton Krebs and Jordan Greenway more pegged in for fourth line, right? Bottom six fourth line. But right now, the way that I put my lineup, I have Zucker with Thompson and Tuck, Paterka, Cousins, Quinn. I have Benson, Krebs, Greenway, and Malenstein, Lafferty, Obi, Kubel. Completely all new fourth line. I didn't put any prospects in there yet because I'm just looking at the players that are NHL players under contract. But I do think there is some flexibility. And if Kulík, again, I would like to see Jiří Kulík given an opportunity with Thompson and Tuck. Say, go up there. Like, I wanted somebody more established and, you know, make that big trade to go get that free agent signing, whatever, for that spot. Didn't happen. Could it be Kulík? Absolutely. Could it be Zucker, who had 27 goals playing in Pittsburgh 2 years ago? Yeah, it could be him as well. But I think there is more opportunities higher in the lineup for Kulík, in my opinion, than playing third line center between Benson and Greenway or whoever you want to put him with.
Well, if they were to pursue a trade, it seems like, not to say that there aren't centermen out there available through trade, but the ones we've talked about most are wingers. So yeah. What would happen if they acquired an Ehlers or an Aches, in your opinion, to the roster that you've just laid out?
Well, then if they did, I would push down a Jason Zucker, maybe more on the third line.
Right, but who's going to be the third line center?
Yeah, I think it's still a Peyton Krebs right now that's probably slotted in that opportunity, right? And look, Peyton Krebs was acquiring the Jack Eichel trade. He was a first-round pick. Have I seen enough of Peyton Krebs to know that I think he's a fourth-line center in my book right now? Yeah, I think I have. Is that a bad thing? No, it's not a bad thing. You know, James Patrick, the line, and I think that line was directed to Peyton Krebs. The NHL will put you in your place. Like, I think that Peyton Krebs right now has had enough time to say, where do I fit? I see him as a fourth line center, guy that can kill penalties if you want to put him in that spot, so that's fine. I think the Sabres may see him more of a, okay, well, by necessity, we'll elevate him. We'll put him at third line center. Last year, third line center was Casey Mittelstadt. Like, Casey Mittelstadt is a better third line center than Peyton Krebs. So, but could Jiří Kulík be there? Yeah, I think Jiří Kulík could be there, but I don't anticipate right now the Sabres to get a Nick Ehlers, because Nick Ehlers is a no-movement clause, and I think that would have gotten done already. Or a Marty Natchez. Natchez kind of is dictating where he wants to go. He doesn't have, you know, trade protection, but he has a, I'm not going to sign with you, I'm not going to sign with you, I'm not going to sign with you protection, and that's also making things harder. So I don't anticipate the Sabres to go out and fill, you know, that top line winger position right now. So I think that we can basically look at our roster and make those decisions.
NHL schedule is out. Sabres full schedule is out. Check it out at sabres.com and on the Sabres social channels. Of course, before the preseason begins, we've got FanFest coming up September 14th. Opportunity to interact with current players and alumni. And of course, Hockey Fest is a part of that. Youth and adult age groups, participants receiving a pair of Sabres preseason tickets, a Hockey Fest t-shirt. All skill levels are welcome. Go to sabres.com/hockeyfest. Of course, development camp is underway right now. We're a couple of days in. It culminates on the morning of the 4th with a little 3-on-3 tournament. Max Sturback, who was drafted in the second round a year ago, joins us next on Sabres Live.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24-monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.